Seat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Well, hello there. Welcome along. We're back in the studio this morning. It's Niall and Show and Killian. It's Thursday. It is Beat Breakfast. We're in good form. And it is Independence Day.
Happy 4th of July to you.
Y'all.
Dog.
Y'all waking up this morning.
Do you know what? I really like this song. Even though it's the national anthem, but it's got a good...
It does.
A good ring to it.
Isn't it funny how the Beckhams chose to get married on... the 4th of July. I just thought of that. You know, they're they're 25 years married today. Aoife
and they got married in Ireland.
Luttrell
Stone. Did you know that?
I did know that.
How did you know that?
Because I bought the copy of Hello Magazine with them in the purple suits, which they recreated on Instagram last night.
They had the thrones.
Did you see them?
No, I didn't.
They've recreated the picture.
Okay.
25 years later.
Can't wait to see it.
I was actually going to see if we could source like purple suits so we could do a recreation today. Okay. I was going to put it into the group last night and then I went, no, they won't feel that. That won't be a vibe for them.
we'll be eye rolling.
can we
just go back and leave the Beckhams for and just say hello to all our American friends, to our friends of American ancestry this morning. Yeah, happy Independence Day. And if anyone's having a feast today, we are open to invitations.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'd love a feast.
America. Would you like to sing the national anthem like the Super Bowl or something? I'd love to see you do this.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant. Yeah, happy 4th of July, y'all.
Right, we're here till 10. We've got our last dilemma of the week.
A lot of correspondence to catch up on here this morning.
A bit of correspondence to catch up on. And we also got your Beat the Bomb, bit of crack and more. And you can talk to us on 085 102 9103. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, just very quickly, Dawn Chorus as a possible name.
Oh God, no, that's like Mid-Morning Matters with Shona Lyons.
Thank you, Bernie.
Rival. Afternoon Delight.
Yeah, thank you,
Bernie. Rival choir in Sister Act or something.
Dawn Chorus with Shona Lyons on Beat 102 and 103.
Bernie, do not let them bring you down. That is a beautiful suggestion. Paddy, good morning. How about calling it Shows T-A-M? T-M.
Like Ireland A-M.
It's a bit of a stretch. I don't think so. I think that's great. Hi, your new name should be The Kitty Show Club at 6 because you slagged me for like my second name being Catherine.
Oh yeah, I get it. Okay, although it does sound, like an adult strip club. The Kitty Show Club.
Let's do it. Let's go for it.
Wake up with your mates, Niall and Show.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Okay, so as you pointed out, today is the 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to all our American listeners this morning. And as a celebration of that, we want to talk about the fact that there's going to be a big spread happening today, right? Not at my house, because you know I can't cook.
Actually, can I just ask that question? We have any of our American friends, if Marion is up or anything, like what's the official tradition food-wise on the 4th of July? Is it like Thanksgiving? Is it a big spread? Or is it like everyone in the garden for barbecue because weather's great? You know?
Well, look, this is a tenuous link, I would say. But
okay,
we're going to talk...
There's a swerve.
Because it is the 4th of July, we're going to talk about burgers. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Go with me here,
Natural
people.
Link.
Go with me. The Guinness World Records has just crowned the world's most expensive burger. As they reckon, it's all fur coat and no knickers. Chef Robert Jean Devine first rustled up the expensive burger on the most expensive burger on the planet. It's called the Golden Boy in 2021 before adding it on a restaurant menu in the Netherlands. How much does it cost? Is that just really what you want to know?
Well, I want to know what's on it that makes it worth all that money. Like, what is the special thing about this burger that I tell you, I had a great burger earlier in the week, but that's neither here nor there.
What was it?
Well, you know me, if you put a fried egg on a burger, I'm there with my napkin tucked in, ready to go. Love it. Go on.
I'm just thinking of my dad. My dad cuts a burger. He used the knife.
Well, I'm generally, you know, the burgers are such big terror burgers now. I would cut it in half before I start eating it.
The bread is slightly toasted, so it has a crunch but remains soft. It's blanketed by edible gold leaf. I don't need gold leaf.
No.
It's what's on the middle that counts, obviously. Robert stuffed a decadent array of ingredients in between his lightly toasted buns. Including a juicy, I've never heard of this, Wagyu beef patty, which is garnished with succulent king crab and
really
caviar.
Fancy beef is Wagyu beef.
Okay, the restaurant also chucks in a few onion rings, so that's nice of them, that have been battered in Dom Perignon, the champagne. According to the world records, The taste of the Golden Boy is described as sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami, which means it has a pleasant, savoury flavour. Sit down. If you are in your kitchen, sit down. If you're driving, just take her handy.
There's probably too much going on there.
Do you want to know how much it costs?
Go on.
€5,000 for a burger.
Ridiculous.
Absolutely insane. Yeah. And you know what? For me, as you said, too much going on. I don't want sweet, savoury, bitter, salty. That's
umami.
Pick one.
Umami.
Stay in one lane.
Umami.
Like, give me my ideal umami burger.
Go on, actually. Yeah.
No fancy bun. Give me a bundy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like sesame seeds on
it? I do,
on
like a little seed.
Okay. So you do.
Right.
Burger, mayo, ketchup, onion, lettuce, cheese, gherkin, full stop, good night, God bless.
Fairly simple, aren't you?
I am.
I'll throw it the other way. What's the one thing that I put in a burger that'll ruin it for you?
Now, this is controversial, and you got it the other day when we went to the drive thru in Burger King. I don't like bacon on a burger.
Really?
Yeah. And it's so weird because I don't like bacon on a burger.
It gives it that little oomph.
No, it's to me, it doesn't complement the beef. I like the beef on its own. Just give me the beef. Don't give me anything like taken away from, like, a bit of cheese complements all your
kind
of.
You have gherkins on yours. Surely that's going to take away from the beef.
No, beef is too, or bacon is too salty and too. No, I just don't think it goes. I don't think it has any place on a burger.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so that's me first. Happy 4th of July. We're here talking about burgers this morning. Go, Niall Power.
So I'm similar to you, but I don't want any sesame seeds on my bun. I just want a plain bun, okay? Sesame seeds stuck in your teeth 6 hours later. No, don't. I'm out. Just all the regular bits. Here's what I don't want. You come near me with gherkins. No, I'm going to be picking them out and they'll still leave a bit of a taste on the burger. So I do not want gherkins. Disgusting. And I don't want mustard either.
Okay. Yeah, no, fair.
Because a lot of the big brand names will put the mustard on and it's just like, nope, don't like it.
Mustard only goes on a hot dog, IMO. Killian.
NGL. My burger is a brioche bun.
Oh, no.
A lovely brioche bun.
No. Oh, you probably like it sweet and salty and umami as well, do you?
All right. I'll get you a brioche bun. My meat of choice would be chicken. Chicken breast.
Look, I like a chicken burger, but I think they're very separate entities, a beef burger and a chicken burger. They're different menus. They should be on different pages.
If we're talking burger, we're talking burger. We're talking beef.
Well,
we're
I'm going chicken burger. Then for sauces, I'm going mayo and sweet chili.
Oh, God.
Then a red onion, lettuce, and some gherkins and jalapenos.
Oh,
God.
Good night. God bless.
God bless is right.
Petition to cancel Killian on beef breakfast. Hey. Honestly, that is just no. I'm sorry, Killian. I can't in any way support your decision on that front.
It's like you just went in blindfolded and picked a load of random ingredients.
Sure. I'll just follow the crowd and get beef and gherkins and cheese. Oh yeah, cheese on mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Spicy cheese.
Spicy cheese.
Oh God.
Yeah. Or Adam.
Oh, the bland. No. There's no flavour of
Edam. It's like a rich tea. The rich tea of cheese.
You have to have cheddar. Look, what's the question here?
The question is, describe for us in detail the way we have, what is your ideal burger? Now, I did ask this at 6:50 and you're still just giving me names from the early morning club.
The Dawn Patrol.
Dawn Chorus.
Oh, sorry, Dawn Chorus.
Bernie, have a go at him.
Okay, right. Ideal burger and the one thing that would ruin a burger for you, 085-102-9103.
We need voice notes on this, and yes.
I'll tell you what, the best one, show will go over to the supermarket, buy a 6-pack of buns, and we'll post them out to you, all right?
No brioche buns, though, just regular bundies.
Do not trade.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Good morning. Wake up.
Happy Independence Day, 4th of July. Hope you're well.
Yeehaw.
Now, George, nobody asked you to be coming in here with your venison burgers.
That's we let Killian in with his chicken burger, so we have to let George in.
Venison's very fancy for after 7 in the morning now.
I've never had venison.
Haven't you?
Nope.
What is it?
It's venison is deer. Deer.
What?
Yeah.
A deer burger.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
It wouldn't be cheap.
We're on fire.
Well, George says venison burger with American cheese, Ballymaloe relish. I don't think relish has a place on it.
I love Ballymaloe relish.
On a burger, though.
Yeah.
On a toast,
it's a bit more tomatoey than,
ketchup. Yeah.
Some fried onions and a plain burger bun. Chef kiss. Keep it simple.
Mwah. Can I ask, what is American cheese? Like, what's the difference between American cheese and normal cheese?
It's almost like...
It's not like our cheese.
I got it in little ones. It's like... It's actually... It's very hard to describe. It's actually more processed. Mm. And it's...
It's kind of like... It just reminds me of Easy Singles.
Easy Singles.
Now, I like Easy Singles. Mm. I have no issues with an Easy Single, but this is almost an even blander taste. I just know the ones they use in Subway and stuff. It's kind of just...
It's a cross between an Easy Single and a Calvita block.
Yeah. And then also they have another version of it that's pourable. Like, it's like, you know, they pour it over your chips. You know?
Oh, well, what can I say? How much do I love the fake cheese that you get on the nachos in the cinema?
Well, that's kind of American cheese
yeah.
as well, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, let's get a couple of thoughts on this then. We'll start with just the ideal burger for Independence Day. That's what we're talking this morning. All the meaty issues, the weighty issues on Beat Breakfast. Here's Catherine.
Good morning, Beats. So my ideal burger would be a toasted sesame seed bun, a nice beef pate.
Pate.
A slice of spicy cheese. Some lettuce. Some onion. And a nice onion relish. I'm with now. Yeah. No gherkins, good. No mustard. That is just wrong on a burger.
Ah, come on,
have
Catherine.
A good day, guys. Bye.
Good woman. Thanks for that, Catherine.
You saw that really well. You have a beautiful speaking voice. So
pate.
Pate. Onion. I like
two pates on my burger.
Wake up with your mates. Nylon Show on Beat Breakfast. Wake up. Show on Beat Breakfast.
Even our own boss is not gonna vote
no.
for my feet.
He's a no. Don't made it quite clear. Voted no.
Okay, speaking of bosses, right? We are talking about workplace icks, and it's a bad news for bosses who thought the younger generation would be on hands with the office TikTok. Nothing. What did I say?
On hands with the TikTok. I am on hands with the TikTok.
I get those on hands and I'm on the TikTok. Nothing infuriates the generation like being asked to help out with social media, especially if that means getting on camera.
So yeah, like basically nobody wants to do the piece to camera.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I wish
yeah,
I
yeah.
could refuse in this workplace, but it kind of comes with the job. To be honest, you got to go do a video. Oh,
you don't mind being on camera?
Well, I do have my own makeup now, so I suppose I'm all right, you know.
Well, people in talent advisor Matt Berry Hewitt revealed the youngest generation of Australian workers has some very specific work icks, but five stand out as major turnoffs, including being expected to do overtime, and this one is so relatable: someone commenting on their choice of lunch. Right now, yeah. we're not going to name names in here,
okay.
but Killian had a workplace incident in the canteen. If he's he's not listening.
No,
I'm confident that he is not here. So
several times actually. As
okay,
well.
So what happened, Killian?
So I have a very sweet tooth. Mm. So when I have toast or even tea, I take two sugars in my tea.
Yeah, same, yeah.
And I would like a good bit of butter.
Yeah.
Like a bit
We're
of real butter on toast.
Yeah. A good thick layer of butter.
Exactly. So
real butter.
You know,
I want the butter like soup
butter.
On my toast. That's what I want.
Producing the biggest breakfast show in the southeast,
yeah.
you know, busy man.
Yeah.
I only
yeah.
get 5 minutes to run up to the canteen yeah. to make my toast.
Yeah.
And there is a person sitting down off.
Judgmental.
Judgmental, and I wouldn't mind this particular person had a sausage sandwich from a shop and a coffee. But
okay.
anyway,
well, what did they say? What did they say? How did they make you feel small?
Jeez, that's a quite a lot of butter in that toast.
Yeah. Mind your business.
And then, start my tea. Two sugars. Two sugars. Ah, Killian. I nearly was saying like yeah. I just don't like it. Let me do my thing. I don't comment on your choice, your life.
I totally get that. Like people commenting on your food, how much sugar you're having, you're having sardines for your lunch, are you? You know, that kind of thing. It is annoying, isn't it?
A comment Katrina, we call them. I had a similar incident. I don't bring food in very often, but a few weeks ago I made pasta. You had actually come up.
Yes.
You know, my sausage surprise.
It was
surprise.
Your special sausage surprise.
DM me if you want the recipe. Stop.
DM Tom more like.
Anyway, Killian. Jeez. Right, anyway, I was eating my sausage surprise in the canteen and Niall came up and he went, oh, is that your sausage surprise? I said, it is. And he said, smells nice. Mm. And then he went about his business.
That kind of comment is okay, isn't it? It was positive.
You know, you were reinforcing the fact that I can cook and like
you
it smells okay.
Nice.
So somebody else came into the canteen again. Won't name them. Think they're out of the country. And they said, looks a bit dry, doesn't it?
Mind your business.
And I said, I know that. I didn't need to be told that.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for your opinion. But next time, save it in your back pocket. Yeah. Honestly, I was like, I'm not here for like I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
Like to somebody, I wouldn't go up and be like.
Okay. I think we're in agreement that that's probably kind of our top at the moment in terms of workplace ick, is when people comment on your food, your lunch, the snack you're having, whatever the case may be.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102 103.
Good morning. Wake up.
That's a bit like a thumbs up in the group, wasn't it? cool
Niall,
story.
Yeah. Great, yeah. Good story, bro. Move on.
Okay, workplace icks. We've talked you through some of them according to this survey. Having to appear front of camera for a video, commenting on your food, and having the camera turned on for Zoom meetings. These are the things the Gen Z say, no, not doing it. Louisa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys.
Look at you on the radio. You're on the radio, Louisa.
Welcome. No, we won't make a fuss. Nope. Come here. What happened to you when you were working somewhere
abroad? Yeah,
yeah. I was in Boston a good god many years ago, and there was this gym guy crazy that was a colleague of mine. And every time we're having lunch, and in Boston they have this corn muffin that is delicious. It's like cornbread, but it's a muffin, so it's nice and fluffy.
Okay,
and I used to put loads of butter on it. And this guy, every time, would turn around and was like, God, you're going to have a heart attack.
Ugh.
And I would just look at him and was like, darling, got to feed the curve.
That's how you do it.
Yeah,
that sounded so good, the way you described it.
Yeah, do you know what, Louisa?
It is. If you guys go to Dunkin' Donuts, that's where they have usually a corn muffin. I swear to God, you won't regret it.
Is it sweet? Like, yeah?
Yeah, it's a sweet corn, like a cornbread.
Okay.
Oh, okay, sounds great. I want to say one thing to you, Louisa. You were slightly reluctant to come on the radio. You said you don't like hearing your voice. I want to tell you that you have got a beautiful accent.
Beautiful.
And
I would
have you on every day to describe food like that, because you got me.
We're signing you up for once a week, Louisa, okay? Once a week on this show.
No wonder I work in a restaurant.
We love you.
Have a great day. Thanks for chatting
with us.
Bye.
You too, guys.
Okay, a couple of the other bits coming in. Workplace 6, Rachel was on. Nail biters. I cannot deal.
Like, who seriously would bite their nail? Although I did see a nail on the ground here the other day.
Really?
They're always in here. Don't get me started, Niall. I'm going to do an all that.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. It was on the, like, beside where you turn up the mics there one day when I came in. And you were the last one there. Oh, no, you weren't. No.
No.
Because I was covering Michelle's show and I was like, this is disgusting.
Okay. He doesn't bite his nails. So
I do bite my nails, but not in work.
No, that's what I mean. I've never seen you do
that. Although I might bring in a toenail clipper someday just to horrify y'all. Also.
Oh my God.
Great.
Yeah. I woke up this morning. Beat Breakfast on Beat 102, 103.
Work stories. Let's start. TC, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Helen, we're good. Okay, so where are you this morning?
I'm actually just outside work.
Okay, what's work?
I work in a hotel in Carlow.
Okay.
Very good. Now, this is where you were celeb spotting, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Because the hotel you work in has a rather large club that is known across the southeast, and would regularly have kind of celebrity DJs and famous people coming to play. That's fair to say, isn't it?
No, well, I'm not in that hotel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Awkward.
So we actually just put him up for the night.
He didn't stay there. Right.
No, he didn't stay there. No.
Go on.
Yeah, so it was Joel Corey that actually stayed with us. This was a good few years ago.
Yeah.
And it was really kind of down to a thing where I only spotted his name last minute.
Okay.
But then when he walked through the door, I realised who it was.
Well, you can't miss him with those shiny white teeth and the tan and all the rest. Like, he's
quite a look.
He has a look, yeah.
Well, from then, I didn't really know much about him being a DJ. It was more so just about Geordie Shore.
Yeah, fair.
Poor old
Sophie. Yeah.
And, but then when he walked through, I was like, oh my God, what do I do? Do I stay cool? Do I ask him for picture? I ended up checking him in, and I think I kind of got awkward and got all my words mixed up about breakfast in his room.
Oh,
he just laughed. I met him the next morning.
Yeah.
And he was actually so down to earth, and he was really nice. And I think he did get some pictures with other people.
Okay.
Of course, I wasn't one of them.
Well, Niall is besties with him and has personally partied with him. But what I really want to know is, TC, what did he order for breakfast?
He didn't actually, because it's buffet breakfast. So,
did he like the buffet?
But I think he liked it. Yeah, I think our Irish breakfast is definitely better than the English.
Oh, yes, yeah, I'd agree with
the sausage and the rasher. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Although I would have thought Joel Curry's on, he's like, he's yogurt so into his body that yeah. it would be just like
fruit. Fruit.
Yeah, fresh and muesli.
And maybe the meats, the yeah, cold meats maybe, he might have gone maybe. For. Well, look, it's a brilliant story. And thank you so much for sharing with us this morning. Travel Mug is yours, TC, okay?
Oh, thank you. Thank
You're
you so,
so welcome,
much,
and have a great day at work.
Bye, 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 bye. Let's talk to Adam as well. Hey, Adam, how's things?
How are you, lad?
Good. We're good, hon. We're good. Where are you this morning?
I'm actually outside work in Clonmel.
Okay. Clonmel, okay.
Now,
all right.
Take us back. This is the RSC. Were you working there or were you just there watching the game?
No, I was actually working at security down there at that stage. Okay. This one back a couple of years ago.
Okay.
It was an under 20 Ireland game.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So,
yeah.
So two lads were down there. So.
Okay, two senior figures in the Irish soccer scene. Who were they?
Roy Keane and Stephen Kenny.
Okay.
That's impressive. Ooh. That is very impressive. So
yeah.
you spotted them. Did you act cool like TC or did you... What happened?
Yeah, it was actually stayed somewhat cool about it until the game was over.
Mm.
And then again, I asked Roy for a picture. Now, he wasn't the nicest at the time.
Mm.
So it was... He wasn't the friendliest. He actually reported me to my manager.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, I was going to say, look, it's Roy Keane. He kind of has to live up to the persona of being a bit angry and stuff. But actually going as far as reporting you to the manager, that's a bit slack, really, isn't it?
Yeah. No, to be fair, he did take the picture. But I found out afterwards, after he left, that he had... reported me.
It would have been better for him to say no.
No, you know what, I'm not in the mood, but thanks and have a good night.
I suppose at least you got your picture out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, but it's there somewhere.
Yeah. Now, just for balance here, Stephen Kenny was lovely, yeah?
Yeah, he was an absolute gentleman.
Yeah.
No way.
He talked away to you. He spoke away and he was taking pictures with, I said there was about 100 kids there waiting for pictures and he took a picture with every single one.
Okay.
And he was an absolute gent.
Fair play to him.
And didn't report you?
No.
No, no, he didn't report me, no.
Okay.
Is that why you're working in Clonmel now, Adam? I have to ask.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's Roy Keane's fault.
Maybe.
Listen, Travel Mug is yours, son. Have a great
Thanks
Tuesday, all right?
Bye,
right. See you
Thanks.
Later.
Don't
Bye.
Ask for a picture with Roy Keane. You're in trouble.
Top of the morning.
Wake up with your mates.
Show on Beat Breakfast.
This morning on Beat Breakfast, we get to spend some time with the Brothers of Charity Services right here in the Southeast. They're committed to working with people with an intellectual disability to claim their rightful place as valued citizens. Inclusion is a fundamental principle that underlies all aspects of the work that they do, and they believe in the intrinsic value of every person and aim to further the dignity of all associated with their services. I caught up with Julia Kelly, who is the Director of Services for the South East Region, to chat about the work that they do.
We provide services to people with intellectual disability in the South East, and we cover Waterford, Tipperary, and then we've got a service in Kilkenny and Wexford. And we provide day residential and respite services to adults predominantly, but we also have children's services in Tipperary. A lot of our people would access the community through their day services, so they would come in to us during the day and then all their activities would go from there, from whatever day service location they happen to be in. It's the simple thing, it's ordinary lives in ordinary places. So it would be somebody coming in to us, mostly they come to us as school leavers. When they come into us, then they would have a range of supports around maybe just going downtown, going for coffee, going to the gym, going to the pool, the kind of things that everybody does.
Julia spoke to me about how important it is for them to share the message about their services to those listening this morning.
We have a very large service and we have a very large staff. So one of the main missions is to try and get staff because obviously with full employment, it's really, really difficult. And to support people in the way we want to support people, we need a lot of staff. We currently employ about 970 people in the southeast. That is probably our predominant mission. We are the largest service provider in the southeast. you know, most people with an intellectual disability will access our services at some stage in their life, whether it be for day services or in Tipperary, it might be through Children's Respite. So while there are other service providers, we kind of dip in and out of a lot of them.
Julia said there's great excitement around our visit this morning and lots of people are looking forward to seeing a familiar face.
We really appreciate it because anything that's a little bit different obviously creates a good atmosphere around the grounds. We really appreciate the work that Niall has done over the years. He's been a judge on our Strictly Come Dancing that we do ourselves every second year, and he's been involved in the pantos that we've done as well, and I know they're gearing up for this year's spooktacular.
I bet you there'll be lots of selfies taken this morning.
Absolutely, yes.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate it, Shona. Thank you.
And live from the Brothers of Charity Services, we got to catch up with Louise and Grace and have the chat.
And we're joined by Louise McSweeney, who's Recreation Service Manager, and Grace Howley. And we're down to chat to Grace because Grace came here straight from her holidays, back.
Fresh off the plane. Fresh off the plane.
Grace, talk to us about your holiday. Did you have a great time?
I absolutely did, yes.
Yeah.
Will you make us a little bit jealous and tell us what temperature was
it
in
really
Puerto
hot?
Rico?
It was 23 and we're all inclusive.
Oh, Grace, you're after getting me really excited. You know I love all inclusive. Oh my God, I love it. Isn't it the best?
It's the best.
So you just keep going for the snacks and whenever you want. I love it.
It's just all day. It's just all day. And you just feel like, oh God, it's free. It's free. You've got the wristband. What colour was yours?
Blue.
I just love all inclusive. I'm such a big fan.
Grace, talk to us a bit about the Brothers Charity and why you love hanging out with the guys here and coming here.
I think it's all the social aspects of the Brothers Charity and the community, and it's really part of more for data itself put together.
And there's a time limit on how long we have you here this morning, Grace, because which job are you off to today?
I am heading through. I go over to Acres Insurance Company.
Okay.
And which one, am I allowed to say, were you headhunted for that one?
I was headhunted.
Go on, tell us what happened.
So actually the manager of Arcros was actually my dance partner, one of the Strictlys.
No way, so you knew each other well.
I have to let you know, show, Grace is a bit of a champion when it comes to Strictly. She's known as a bit of a legend on the dance floor.
What's your favourite dance?
Charleston.
That's really hard.
I love the Charleston. Okay, very good. And what's the other job then, Grace?
I also work in retail with Tesco Ballybeg.
Very good.
All right, okay. So we only have you till a certain amount of time because you have to be in work for 9, is that right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Louise, Recreation Service Manager, you kind of get the fun job over here, do you?
I have the fun job here over in Belmont and the Southeast Services. Anyone that's coming into programs that I'm organising, they're very excited. We run Strictlys, we run shows, all sports, recreation, social activities, you know. I'm the fun person over here. Don't let anyone tell you any different.
Does everyone love you, Louise?
We all love Louise.
Yeah.
I thought so. We get the plug in because we mentioned it there, Julia, but we have a big show later in the year.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got spooktacular dancing.
Louise, I need to correct you now. You can't. I just have to be honest. Coming up to Halloween now, you're going to have to really put some welly into it. So you're going to go spooktacular, okay?
It's very overused, spooktacular, but yeah.
We love it.
As the year goes on, I will get a bit better at that show. Yeah.
Okay. Have you started practicing yet for the spooktacular dance?
I'm just not that I'm back, so I say all my dance steps were kicking in from over in Puerto Rico.
Were you doing the disco every night?
Partly, yes. They got me featured in one of their main shows as well.
Wow.
You were brought up for Grace. I can see why she's so well thought of in the Strictly event. We loved it. Later in the morning, we caught up with Kevin and Disco Joe, and Niall and myself were even given a gift.
And we have Kevin and Disco Joe with us. So, yes. Kevin, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Now, talk to me about Brothers Charity. Why do you love coming here?
I love here. When I was here, I used to work in the kitchen here over in Belmont, and I was a kitchen porter and doing all the stuff, and not just in the kitchen. I used to work in the workshop down below.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And talk to me now. You're out in Tramore working.
I am. Yeah. I'm in the meeting place in Tramore.
Okay. Do you love it?
I really love it.
Okay. And what are the crew like that you work with out there?
Again, I'm great with all with the staff and with the lads there. We all work together, like.
Yeah. Brilliant. Now, come here, show. You've got Disco Joe with you, and he's got some news. He's got a book.
Yes, Disco Joe. Good morning. How are you?
Disco Joe's good. They don't always call me Disco Joe. This Monday coming, I'll be 15 years on the radio.
Brilliant.
Wow.
I also work for another radio station. Okay. It's called Our Voice FM in Roscommon.
Okay.
Now, the show is transmitted from me in Tramore.
Yeah.
So we broadcast from Tramore to... With Our Voice FM, I have joined up with Our Voice FM 2.5 years ago.
Okay. You're trying to rival us now, Joe. I see what you're doing here. You're trying to give a plug for another station.
You see, I was never asked by any other radio station.
Oh, Joe, you got me there. That was a comeback and a half.
You see, I met all the crew here about down in Pitmania when they first went to Pitmania. I was working in the shop then. And
you met the beat crew?
Yes, I did. I met the breakfast crew that day. I don't know, were you the same crew that day or not? We don't know.
Who knows?
But, yes, I worked for that. I also used to do a couple of parties. I played with a friend of mine here in Belmont. Actually, it was Louis Quinlan, if he's around.
Now, do you know what? I want to ask you, because you've so much to talk about, Joe, but I want to say you're not only known as Disco Joe, because you're also a published author, and your book is called Now That's What I Call Magic by William Joseph O'Keefe. Can we give a shout out for the author? Now, is it true, because I know you don't like to give them away too easily, they're €10 to buy, is it true that you've gifted Niall and myself a copy?
That's right.
Oh, you're a legend.
And would I be allowed to read the poem that you told me about?
Yes, you would. Read that poem out loud.
Okay, here we go. It's called Bachelors.
I love this.
Bachelors have the time of their life. They have it good and they have no wife. Being a bachelor is a special thing. He's always available to have a fling. In the pub, he joins the crew with a pint for himself and a pint for you. His favourite drink is a pint of stout. And if you annoy him, he'll give you a piece of his mouth. A bachelor's life is a gift to have. He's good for fun and good for a laugh. If he ever brings you for lunch, I have a hunch that he'll pay for the brunch.
Hey!
One more verse. I am a bachelor, can't you see? I have a life that really suits me. A bachelor knows what he wants to do, and that's the sum for
me and you.
Hey! Brilliant stuff.
Joseph, honestly, that is just gold. Yeah. We love it. Thank you so much.
I had a bet one time with Louis Quinlan, actually. I don't know if he's listening to this. But down in Pathfinders in Newgate Street, there was a particular song, actually, came out. It was, what's his name again? David Bowie was the singer. I was persuaded black and blue, actually, that the song was out in 84, sorry. But it wasn't actually 84. So, of course, I conned him out. It was out in 1983.
Nice.
And then he says to me, oh, you got me there, didn't you?
Ah, you're so mad. Give it up for Disco Joe.
Well done on the book. Let's continue with some music.
When I wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show.
Hello, how are you?
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to Beat Breakfast. It's Thursday, it's the 4th of July. I was just doing a little recording there for what we like to call Confession Cam on Instagram. Yeah.
Did you get on all right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you a little story.
Cool.
Let me tell you a little
story. Good story, bro.
Last week, I get the Poppitch mail out each week, okay? And it's Poppitch. It's an email that comes every Thursday and it's got all the gossip about celebrities that they can't print in newspapers.
Oh.
Okay, send it to your email. It's really good. And last week, there was a story. They called it a blind item where they tell a story but they don't exactly make it clear who it's about. And I got the internet in a frenzy. Mm. The story goes that a recent house guest of Gwyneth Paltrow basically catastrophically pooped themselves in bed while staying there and then fled back to the city before they had to face the music, according to this story, right?
So they pooped and ran,
you're right.
Poop and run.
It was a poop and run incident. Revealing that the scandal had become the ultimate gossip item in the Hamptons. And the Hamptons, of course, is the posh part of New York where all the celebs go for the summer.
And in Sex and the City, they always go to the Hamptons.
Yeah, so it was the top gossip for the last couple of weeks. Everyone's texting about it.
Yeah.
And this was being blamed, this catastrophic pooping, on Ozempic. Because, of course, Ozempic is very much the celebrity's choice for losing weight at the moment. And many of the guests in the Hamptons would be using Ozempic. So they blame the pooping on the Ozempic, right?
How do they know that it is related to Ozempic?
No, well, this was just the story that was put on it, right? They thought, okay, God.
It's like eating a bad curry.
There's a lot of poop. What could it be? It must be Ozempic, you know? Right? So Gwyneth was telling all her friends about it, right? She told Oprah. She told Jerry Seinfeld, Larry David. She's telling everyone about it.
It could have been the vegan food.
Could have been.
You know?
The goop.
The chickpeas.
The goop. But the mystery surrounding this unfortunate guest who lost control of their bowels in a bed at Gwyneth's house has finally been solved by insiders.
Oh, it was in the bed.
Yeah. And they've named the person at the centre of the scandal. And the Daily Mail has revealed that the culprit behind the mortifying incident is a socialite and celebrity hanger-on. He's called Derek Blasberg. He works for YouTube as a kind of head of something.
Oh no, Derek.
He's been named and shamed. And insiders claim the media personality, Blasberg, once described as one of showbiz's most well-connected men.
Oh no.
He conveniently blamed it on the popular weight loss drug Ozempic before allegedly fleeing the property. But people are now saying, this insider says, it's not Ozempic. That's just what he told everybody before revealing how the secret has made its way through the Hamptons set. Now, any thoughts?
You Google Derek Blasberg now and he's just all over the place.
With celebrities,
it's just, is he the man?
Is he the culprit?
Yeah, is he the poop and run guy?
I would like to think, so if I came to stay with you and there was a terrible incident, I mean, and it can happen anyone. It can happen the best. It can happen a saint.
Happen me.
Okay.
not number two.
In Show's House?
No, not number two and number one.
Oh. Okay.
I just wet the bed one night like 19 or 20 in a friend's house. I don't know what came over.
Was there alcohol involved?
No. I don't know what happened. I just wet the bed and just had to face the music. Just
a mission I wasn't expecting.
Fair play to you for coming clean. There was no.
What's the stigma around it?
No, I know.
I wet myself.
It happens. It
was that a bad dream?
Yeah.
It happens to pregnant women a lot too. But look, all I'm saying is if I come to Wexford and I stay in your house and there's some kind of catastrophic incident, don't let it get out. Don't be gossiping about it. Just keep it between us. Be sound.
I would never. I think it's such a private thing. Do you know what I mean? And if someone has an upset tummy, and it can
it's an illness.
It can happen to any of us. Like at any time, we don't know when it's just going to take over and we have to go. And
I can tell you that. Yeah.
You know, but it's true.
If you were Derek Blasberg today, what would you be doing?
I would have gone out and replaced the sheets and everything. I don't think he should have ran away. I think that was his problem. Why would you leave that mess for somebody else to clean up? I mean, I don't think he deserves to be ridiculed or whatever. Like it's a very human thing. Like it's not his fault, but it's like this is all over. Party foul. Misty celeb who had catastrophic diarrhea in Gwyneth Paltrow's bed revealed! It's not that funny.
It's not funny, but I have to say, if I was known as the catastrophic diarrhea guy, I'd move to Yemen. It's the only solution, really, isn't it?
All right, Chandler.
Yeah.
No, I really feel for Derek. I think he's forever catastrophic.
He left the mess and ran away.
It was the running was the guilty.
Did he just think somebody else would take the fall for it? Or, you know?
Anyway, we shall move on. Our player is tracking. Wake up in the morning, I gotta get up and get it. Beat Breakfast with Niall and Show. Things you've won. Sabrina, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
We are good, how are you?
Great.
You're in work, so we'll keep
it quick.
Brief. And if we lose you, we'll know it's because the boss walked in and you had to run.
No bother.
Okay, go on.
Weirdest thing you ever won. Go on.
I was a child, I was like a scout whore, and I bought a ticket and I won like a jar of hot dogs, which I was delighted to. We had a penny back in the day. Hot dogs. I was buzzing going home.
Yeah, delighted with yourself.
And did you just crack did you just crack the jar open there and that was it? You just got stuck in?
No, I went home, put them in hot water. Hotting them up, they were lovely.
And ate like a king. Hey, tell me this now.
Oh, I was delighted.
Would you eat a hot dog out of a jar nowadays, Sabrina?
Not sure, I probably would. I wouldn't go buying them if I was desperate, maybe.
Do they still come in jars?
Yeah, you get them in jars. Yeah, you can get them in tins as well, yeah.
I love a hot dog. Do you know what? I don't think that was the worst. I think that was a pretty impressive price.
Not too bad at all. Yeah. Not too bad at all, actually.
Listen, go on, because we don't want you to get in trouble, all right?
No bother, guys.
Okay, have a great day.
Thank
hon.
You.
Bye.
Talk to
you bye, later. Bye.
Cheers. Christine was on to us. This isn't random. This isn't weird. This is actually really impressive because Christine says, I won an iPad from Beat back in 2011 while I was doing my leaving cert.
Oh, what can I say except you're welcome. Do you still have that iPad, I wonder?
Does it still work? Yeah. But that's like for your leaving cert.
That's iPad. Cool.
And at that stage, the iPads were relatively
yeah.
new and cool.
Yeah. It's a
I'm
big prize.
Kind of jealous, yeah, Christine, yeah. to be honest. Hi, Christine, how are you?
Well, how are you?
Good.
We're good. Well, take us back. Can you remember what you had to do at the time to win the iPad, Christine?
I do. I remember I was meant to be an after-school study at the time, but I skipped it.
Okay.
And it was biology, but in Irish, and you had to name the 10 body parts. You called them out in Irish, but I had to answer them in English, and I got 10 out of 10.
Amazing. And do you remember the body parts, Osquelga?
I just remember shouting arse when it came to home.
Doing yourself proud.
I went to an Irish school, so I had the upper hand, I suppose.
Yeah.
That was really hard. God, we need to up our game here again and make things a bit more
tougher
difficult.
To win.
Okay.
And what made it worse was I didn't have Wi-Fi in the house at the time, so I didn't keep it.
Oh, Christine.
I know.
Oh, Christine.
So another one would be good. That'd be great, thanks.
You won an iPad for your leaving cert.
No.
Delighted with yourself. And then as soon as you got it, you had no Wi-Fi in the house. So,
no.
How much did you get for it?
Oh, geez, I think like €300 back then.
And how did you sell it?
I know. I think I sold it to someone living in Tremor at the time.
Oh my God, if we could find that person that bought the iPad.
I know who it was too, but...
Okay, don't mention their name on air, but if they're listening and you want to sell it back, we'll give it to Christine. What did you do with your £300?
Oh jeez, I can't remember.
A few nights out, I'd say, was it? Leaving certain nights out?
No, not back then, sure. No, I was still upset.
And how is your Gaelga these days?
Sure. It's all right, but it could be better.
Mm. You still know what backside is anyway.
You know what ours is anyway. You certainly do.
Good for you, hon. Look, it can't give you an iPad, but I'll give you a travel mug, all right?
Don't sell it. It's better not go up on done deal, all right? Talk to you,
see you later, hon. Have a good day.
Beat Breakfast on Beat 102-103.
Okay, you want me to hit the music?
Okay, so we're talking Lily Allen this morning, who I suppose in lots of ways is not really massively in the public eye anymore.
The music thing just kind of fizzled out a bit for her, didn't it? Although I would have thought that album was so big she'd still be rocking in the royalties from it, you know, Smile
possibly.
And The Fear and all those big hits from the noughties.
She's got her own business. She sells a certain item. But she has also joined OnlyFans.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. To sell pictures of her feet. She's 39. She's called herself a singer and a podcast host. And she revealed the news on Instagram. She posed with her manicured toes censored by an Italy-themed heart sticker. She was on holiday with her husband, Stranger Things actor David Harbour. And then she shared a link to this page. And we know what it is. We don't need to go into the details. She has 7 posts that users can view for the price of $10, which is £7.80 a month. I don't know what it is in euros. I think it's 8 something. Yeah. The first image appears to be one of the singer wearing shoes. As she captioned the post, just bought these at the airport. We'll take them off later.
Oh.
Along with a wink emoji. Other posts read, Soul Trader, S-O-L-E.
Very good.
Great. And Summer Pedicure. The account currently has 661 likes and a cover photo of the star's toes with a French pedicure and a bio that reads, just dipping my toes in. The news comes a fortnight after she revealed she'd been considering the business venture after discovering she had a high rating on WikiFeet. So she was on a podcast and someone pointed out to her that she's actually... people are interested in her feet, and so she decided, well, I may as well capitalise on this.
Well, if she, the 661 likes transfer to sales this month, she's made $6,500 just for
putting her feet in
pictures of her toes.
Yeah, so I mean, we all know that you guys are not massive fans of my feet.
Well, just feet generally, it's not my thing. I wouldn't be subscribing to Lily's OnlyFans. There's other things I like to look at, body parts ahead of feet.
Yeah, it doesn't cut it for me. I don't understand what's the
attraction. Well, look, fetishes are fetishes, I suppose. Everyone, each to their own, you know?
Yeah, but I think, what's been opened up to me this morning and which has really highlighted it is that there's a want there. There's an appetite.
There's a market.
There's a market. And if Lily Allen can do it, then I am not opposed to it, all right? Now, would I put my name to my feet? Probably not. Can I be anonymous? Probably.
Why don't we put it up on our Insta stories and see
would you pay for this?
Yeah, are how you much? Only fans material?
How much would you pay for my feet? So I'd probably have to do like a walk.
Yeah.
Like do we do a still or what? No.
No, it'd be still. It'd be
still.
Close up still
and get a heel and pointed and stuff, yeah.
So do I leave a shoe on or do I take it off?
I wouldn't wear those now. They don't do anything for
Jesus
your feet.
Walks.
So just take them off.
Yeah, Kanye West.
Okay.
Shoes
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and twirl your toe. Twiggle them or something, yeah. You know.
Get rid of that bit of fungus off the left hand
side.
Yeah,
and that nail could do with a little bit of filing, I think, before we get it up there. Probably maybe a better paint job too. Yeah.
Just... For anyone,
there's puss in one there as well.
For anyone listening, there isn't any fungus there. So just please, like, bear with me. I'll get the foot up on Instagram within the next 20 minutes. And would you pay for these?
I would happily pay £7.80 a month for you to keep your socks on. In bed.
I always keep them on in bed.
Alright, okay. Anyone interested? Any takers? Show sweet. 085102. Never mind the British general election today. There's a bigger vote going on, and this is as to whether Shona should go on OnlyFans with her feet and try and make some money like Lily Allen is doing. Can she get 661 followers like that? Well, that's down to you. We asked you the question on our Beat Insta story, and it's time. Killian, could we please have an update on where we're at with the vote as to whether Sho should do this? One sec now.
63% say they pay big money for them.
63%. That's a market, I think. There's a gap in the market and a market in the gap.
Anybody want to help me set up this Instagram page?
Yes. You know what? You'll need a social media. You'll need a videographer.
Manager.
You'll need a manager. You'll need lighting. You need it all.
Show's feet on Instagram.
Oh, nice one.
I'll pick out the outfits.
We got a cut of this too because we created this.
Oh, yes. No, you pooed it. You voted no.
Beat Breakfast with Now.
Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.